Listen and Live Audio presents Tales from Edgar Allan Poe, Volume 3, read for you by Patrick Lawler. The Oblong Box. Some years ago, I engaged passage from Charleston, South Carolina, to the city of New York in the fine packet ship Independence, Captain Hardy. We were to sail on the 15th of the month, June, weather permitting, and on the 14th I went on board to arrange some matters in my stateroom. I found that we were to have a great many passengers, including a more than usual number of ladies. On the list were several of my acquaintances, and among other names I was rejoiced to see that of Mr. Cornelius Wyatt, a young artist for whom I entertained feelings of warm friendship. He had been with me a fellow student at C. University, where we were very much together. He had the ordinary temperament of genius, and was a compound of misanthropy, sensibility, and enthusiasm. To these qualities he united the warmest and truest heart which ever beat in a human bosom. I observed that his name was carded upon 3 staterooms, and upon again referring to the list of passengers, I found that he had engaged passage for himself, wife, and 2 sisters, his own. The staterooms were sufficiently roomy, and each had 2 berths, one above the other. These berths, to be sure, were so exceedingly narrow as to be insufficient for more than 1 person. Still, I could not comprehend why there were 3 staterooms for these 4 persons.